Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Little Van Halen ringing us back in there, and it's just you and me. I want to talk about the cloud. You know what the cloud is, right? Remember, those of you who've been around a while, maybe especially if you were online back in the 90s, you know about application service providers. Remember that? ASPs. Well, we didn't call them the cloud in those days because we didn't use that term, but that's what they were. ASPs were And I was reporting on them back in the 90s, early part of the last decade, early part of the 21st century, ASPs and how powerful they were. And now we have, all that's evolved into what's called the cloud or cloud computing or cloud-based resources over the internet, power, processing power, computer power delivered over the internet. And so I want to talk about that right now. You know, this marketplace is, to me, the word marketplace is one of the most wonderful words, one of the most wonderful concepts that human beings have ever created. Webster says a marketplace is where goods and services are offered for sale. And over the millennia, you know, I date the founding of the first market at 8002 BC. That's the story I'm sticking to. Over the last 10 millennia, innovations have taken markets from local to global. And now in the 21st century, we have virtual markets. These are powered by what I was talking about earlier, cloud computing, or aka the cloud, and they're accessed by the internet. Historically, as markets were expanded by trade, products led the way, because if you think about it, it's easy to load a product on a ship and take it all the way out to what I call the last mile of consumption. That's a telecommunications term. The last mile is the hardest one to serve. So products were easier to deliver to that last mile, but technology has helped services catch up, and now digital services are delivered efficiently from the cloud all the way out to that last mile. And more than anything else, this last reality is helping small businesses compete and grow in ways that were formerly the domain of only larger companies. So I want to talk about a few of these cloud-based resources that I've been mentioning. These are some categories. Here's some categories. Not so much specific things you can do, but categories of things you can do that will help you operate more efficiently, competitively, and profitably. Here's the first one: processing power. This is robust software that you can purchase. You can buy it incrementally in bite size. It may be free, or you can buy it for little small amounts, you know, $5 a month or $30 a month or something like that, and you can access it as you need it. Advantages include increased capability. You get the most recent updates compared to the ones that you load on your computer, and you can expense it instead of capitalizing it. Instead of buying an $800 software program, you can rent it for $30 a month and use it as you need it. The processing power is great, one of the great resources of the cloud. Number two, information power. Cloud-based communication, customer development, community building, and financial applications. Like banking, how about that? Online banking, that's all in the cloud. All those things help small businesses acquire and manage information quickly and strategically. Like the things about, you can learn about customers, prospective customers. All that stuff that you can get in the cloud helps you to gain and maintain and manage that information, and the cloud helps you do that. Here's a third one, sales power. Cloud-based e-commerce has never made it easier or more cost-efficient for you to offer, to sell, and even maybe deliver things, services especially, maybe products too, 24/7, 365. You know, one of the greatest ways to become wealthy is to sell things while you sleep. The cloud will help you do that. Now, talent power. This is number four, talent power. More and more, 21st century jobs do not require employees to be right under your nose. Cloud-based employee search capability is improving how you find the best candidates who might not be right under your nose. That's the search capability, and the communication and collaboration tools you can get from the cloud help you manage those working relationships. So that's the talent side of cloud. Again, these are categories I'm talking about, not necessarily specific applications. We've talked about some of those in the past. And number five, asset protection power. Business assets used to be largely tangible, like inventory and equipment. Today, more and more, even small businesses, are increasingly seeing that their opportunities are being created more and more from intangible assets, digital information, things like that, intellectual property. But for small businesses, protecting intangible digital assets has historically been problematic. We've talked about that on the show. But cloud-based data backup services like the one I use work automatically. They work securely, productively, and cost-efficiently. And I like mine because the moment I create a file, it instantaneously starts backing that file up. And it's in the cloud. It's if somebody steals my computer, if it blows up, if the hard drive crashes, I'm protected. Folks, that's asset protection power from the cloud. Now, it's likely that most small businesses like you use cloud resources. You probably use it more than you realize. And I think that's fine. It's a good thing. But what I'm trying to do, and the reason for talking to you about this today, is I want you to think with all the availability of all this cloud power available for you, small business owners, I want you to become more aware of how to use cloud-based services. And I want you to seek out these options to help you grow and grow more profitably, to develop strategies that include using cloud-based tools, cloud-based resources, to help you to maximize this growth opportunity without spending any more money than you have to. So build the cloud into your strategy for growth for tomorrow and for next year and for the next 5 years. Write this on a rock. Power your marketplace performance with the cloud. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.